On April 2nd, we saw China's first response. Tariffs on 128 goods from the U.S., worth $3 billion, with the threat of more to come, as a reply to the initial steel and aluminum gambit. The proportionate response from Beijing signaled that China doesn't want to fight but won't back down if Trump escalates. On April 3rd, the Trump administration revealed its list of recommended Chinese products to target in his broader tariff proposal, including more than 1,300 of them. On April 4th, China sharply upped the stakes, with tariffs on U.S. goods worth about $50 billion. There is a risk of further escalation, because both sides believe they hold the stronger hand. Trump knows that China's economy is susceptible to trade action since it depends on it more than the U.S. does. According to the World Bank, 37% of China's GDP comes from trade, though that's down from more than 65% in 2006 versus 27% for the U.S. That creates a vulnerability for China. But Trump is more politically vulnerable than Xi. It's not an accident that among the U.S. goods targeted by China are ginseng and pork, products that will hurt farmers and business owners in states like Wisconsin and Iowa, which are essential for Trump's reelection bid in 2020. Trump will hear more public criticism for these moves than Xi will. There are no swing states in China. Beijing's second round of tariffs targets many U.S. goods, including cars, orange juice, and soybeans, a product that accounts for trade worth $14 billion per year. This will have an even greater pocketbook effect on Trump's base, and this is just the beginning. Trump wants U.S. companies to have greater access to China's vast marketplace. He wants a much lower trade deficit and a political win. China needs access to the technologies that can help its economy make the leap from manufacturing powerhouse to cutting-edge creator of industries and jobs that flow from advances in artificial intelligence, robotics, and advanced microchips. The U.S. may win some concessions on market access, but China won't end the practice of forcing U.S. companies to share technology as the price of admission. Whatever happens next, it's clear that the Mar-a-Lago moment is long gone.